And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Vossi.
What a weekend.
Yeah, what a weekend. Ricky Stewart. Ricky Stewart.
Yeah, look, the NRL, they will meet today. There is a commission meeting. Clearly, this item was never on the agenda. However, it will be discussed at a commission meeting today. The commission are meeting over a number of subjects. We'll move to the most prominent subject in a minute. But the NRL will determine what sanction they hand down to Ricky Stewart. This is an interesting one, guys, because there is plenty of discussion and consideration being had by the NRL in relation to suspending Ricky from a match or more. I can tell you that this is a path the NRL have been looking at going down for coaches with who have serial fines against them for comments made in a post-match press conference. And the fine system argued by the NRL saying it's not really working for those serial offenders. And I'm saying this because there was a coach earlier this year that I spoke to the NRL about, and it was a consideration at that time that the next indiscretion could lead to what we've only really seen the EPL guys, really, overseas, where a coach is removed from the coach's box and or removed from a game going forward in the draw. So this has been on the NRL's mind, and I dare say if it does go down this path with Ricky Stewart of suspending him from this weekend's match, it could actually become the norm. It could become more of a consistent disciplinary action from the NRL against coaches overstepping the mark in post-match press conferences and the like.
Why not Raiders? Why not Canberra taking the action, Ricky? Why is Ricky Stewart is an employee of the Raiders? He's representing Canberra at that post-match press conference. Why have Canberra been silent? To me, it's staggering.
Yeah, well, we see this. I hear where you're coming from, Bossy, but if you look at any other situation where a player, we saw it with the David Clemmer incident. It takes these clubs days to investigate a matter. I think that the Raiders are certainly looking at their own situation in-house. I'd be stunned if we don't hear from them today, Bossy. I understand we will see a statement from the Raiders today. So I hear you. I hear where you're coming from.
Mm. And for Jamin Salmon, you know, a fine. Like, where does the fine go? People ask. We joke about the fines, the number of fines. Where does the fine go? I mean, this one is again.
You're talking about the fine in relation to the kicking out.
Yeah. If Ricky Stewart is fined, where does that money? How does that equate with the damage done to the bloke's character? Jamin Salmon, I say this with respect, was a nobody before the weekend. He's played 40 games of first grade. That was the first time he'd started this year for Penrith. Jamin Salmon could walk down Pitt Street today. No one's running up to him for an autograph, but he's now attached to this quote. How does he get anything from this in the rugby league sense?
Yeah, I understand the fine goes back to the Rugby League Players Association. That's where I've always was of the belief, where any of the fine systems, it goes back into the RLPA.
What are they saying today?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are they?
I'm saying for retired players, etc. I'm not saying the players get the money back.
No.
The issue for the NRL is, guys, the depth of where this comes from is, I don't know if it'll ever fully come out, but the depth of where Ricky Stewart's emotions come from in relation to his own son, they're quite significant. And I'm not underplaying that as far as there was major concern for Ricky's son at the time. And I think that's where the depth of the emotion comes from. How does Jamin Salmon get his recall as well? He can't, Kenny Vossi, really. He can't. It was interesting to say that Ricky Stewart, in his apology, regrets the comments, but he didn't apologise to Jamin Salmon.
Mm. Okay. Well, but then we are talking about an incident when this fella was 12 years of age.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago, and if... Yeah. Anyway, there are other stories that we need to discuss right now.
Grand final. Mm. Yeah, what about the grand final? Is it going to be...
Yeah, look, guys, we saw this throughout last week. So real quick recap. Obviously, the New South Wales government backflipped on promised funding for three suburban grounds, Leichhardt Oval, Bullfrog Oval, and Shark Park. It led to the NRL threatening to take the NRL grand final away. Under that promise for funding, the NRL had told the New South Wales government they would keep the NRL Grand Final in New South Wales for the next 25 years. The NRL, as I said, threatened to take that away. I understand that commission meeting today, and when we're talking about priorities, this is number one. The NRL need to get Grand Final tickets on sale, guys. There's 4 weeks left before the final. This is unprecedented that fans do not have access to NRL Grand Final tickets at this point in time. It needs to be resolved. I understand ultimately a decision will be made today, an announcement tomorrow, if not this afternoon, that the NRL Grand Final will remain in Sydney. I'm pretty confident that the NRL will back down and the NRL Grand Final will remain in Sydney.
Yeah. Now, look, just on Penrith and Melbourne, playing Thursday night, Jerome Hughes. By the way, where do you stand? We have Greg Alexander and Cameron Smith on the program this morning after 8 o'clock, and obviously there'll be a lot more listening today, and we're not going to avoid the issue. The two men will again have their say as respected figures in rugby league. David, do you think that it's whatever's going on there will go into the walls of the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think it's already begun. We saw the Melbourne Storm chairman that trip come out over the weekend and, slam the Panthers as being arrogant. I think absolutely that it only leads to this match, this Thursday night. So much attention and animosity is increasing, of which, guys, I've got to say, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's fantastic for the game that we see rivalry. This is the whole suburban ground debate, tribalism. I absolutely love it. As I said it the other day, credit to both fellas, Greg Alexander and Cameron Smith, for speaking their mind, defending their clubs, and taking this in a direction that a lot of fans talk about. Brandy speaks a lot about what fans talk about in the Melbourne Storm. Cannot wait for 8 o'clock. What's this round? Is this a rematch? Ding, ding. Cannot wait.
Yeah, well...
Got the gloves on, Brandy?
Thursday night, Brandy's going to be on the panel at Fox League. But
to be honest, not that entered my mind last week when we were discussing things. But anyway, happy to play a part in whatever does the best for the game. Ramp it up.
Just on the footy front, real quick, guys. Jerome Hughes, we know he suffered that shoulder problem. Look, really positively, it's not a season ender. But however, the Storm will make a decision today on whether Hughes takes on the Panthers. Obviously, his inclusion would be significant in such a massive game. James Fisher-Harris, guys, facing two matches, expected to take the early plea there. He would be missing for that huge game, as we said. Cannot wait. Mm.
Well, thank you again.
Good to talk, Dave.
As the day unfolds, people can follow it on the Telegraph website. They'll be listening to SEN, the home of sport. Again, it's such an amazing sport that keeps delivering. Again, I'll go on the record. I love Ricky Stewart. love watching, love talking rugby league. But this was such an extraordinary moment that this story is going to go long past today, David. We can follow it all. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, boys. Go well.
Thanks, Dave.
21 after 7. We will take a quick break. We'll update the ladder in a moment for Bailey Ladders, bring you right up to date with the charge to the finals. We do have a clear-cut top eight. Keep the calls coming. 1300 01 1170. The McDonald Jones open line and the text 0457 736 736. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.